Hello and welcome. I am ShadowFX, and this is the Alter Aeon August 2019 monthly update audio presentation. Let's start by announcing our event for this month, the Feast of the Sacrifice. This event will begin on Monday, August 12th, and end on Friday, August 16th. The event will feature quests in a special area, and it will be for players of all levels. It will once again be orchestrated by the builder Aziz. Additional runes have been added to channel casting, ranging from decreasing casting lag to using shadows to do increased damage to angels, which requires shadow mastery. There have been improvements made to scribing scrolls, so you will be able to scribe a scroll using spell comps that have an affinity for the spell, not just an affinity for its spell group, if that spell can be added to scrolls, of course. We also added two new spell comp affinities, Shadow and Force Fields. We plan on improving the spell metadata readouts so that spell help pages will have a line at the bottom telling what player-crafted items can have them, such as potions, tinctures, or druidic spell staves. Crafting skills now use a unified system for calculating movement point cost. Metal constructs made of metal with spell resistance or absorption stats will gain corresponding saving throws. The Cartographer's Guild is now active. Guild advancement is dependent on Explorer Points. Higher guild rank allows access to private guild halls which stock caches of minor but useful supplies. We now have an answer when newbies ask us, what are Explorer Points used for? We plan on making an Assassin's Guild next. Sea border encounters are now active. This means that when you are sailing, strange sea creatures may board your vessel. Some have friendly intentions, but most are hostile. Some encounters only happen during the day or the night, and certain ones may be limited to specific sectors of the world. These can be built live in the game, so expect more to be steadily added throughout the coming months. Druk has plans for a livery skill, based on tailoring, for making decorative items of clothing. This skill should be ready for October and is intended to help players design costumes, in case there is a costume contest this year. The Dream Team continues to work on the various things that they were working on before, preparing for the Halloween Havoc event later this year. A few personal issues have slowed that process down. Morpheus, Drock, and Myrol have been working on making sense of all the Ralnoth quests and figuring out a good layout for all of those quests. Currently, they take you out in all directions and to areas of varying difficulties. The goal is to have them guide players to appropriate level areas to complete quests. It is a pretty big job, but look for it to make more sense in the coming future. Speaking of jobs and making more sense, I've been making a number of improvements to jobs to have them make more sense, keeping newbies within an appropriate level range and locking high-level players out of the newbie islands entirely. In addition to more efficiency updates, I plan on adding many more job types, including jobs for the various crafting skills. Later this month, I will be conducting an interview with Drock using the question and answer format that I've used previously with Denton and Morpheus. If you have any questions you would like me to ply him with, please do not hesitate to send me a mudmail.